It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Just when you needed a bad team to be bad. Instead, Saints played pretty well. Derek Carr did a nice job. Marquez Valdez-Scantling did a nice job. So there you go. Browns playing in New Orleans coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock start. Who will be at left tackle? It will not be Jedrick Wills, apparently.
Nope.
Who will be at right tackle? It will not be Jedrick Wills, apparently.
Nope.
Who will be the swing tackle? Apparently, that will be Jedrick Wills.
There you go.
Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to her about this as well. Jed, yesterday, spoke with the media and was honest about something. And I thought it was very interesting, and there's reaction to it that I don't necessarily agree with, but I think we should hear some of what Jed had to say yesterday. Because if we're going to talk about what he had to say, let's hear it from the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dano?
All right, so let's begin with this one right here. Jedrick basically being asked about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Business decision.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna break this down in a minute.
If he had said...
Business decision.
If he had said a health decision, because this is, I know how this feels... And it could have been worse if I would have.
Is it the same thing?
No. Business decision means that you didn't play because it just sounds this way. I don't know what he meant, but it just sounds like he didn't want to play because of business, not because of health. Does that make sense? Do you understand where it could be misconstrued?
It sounds like he made a money decision.
A money decision
instead of a health decision.
Correct. How does that go over the locker room?
I would think it doesn't go over real well.
He continued, just basically was then asked, did that sit decently with the Browns?
Okay. His knee that he had repaired in the offseason didn't feel good. Didn't feel good.
Yes.
Made a decision not to play.
Business. Decision not to play.
Asked if that happened during the Bengal game.
Hey, I got hyperextended on the very first play. I kind of felt it, but we were going up on the ball and everybody was getting set. So I was like, well, I'll stay in if it hurts later and I got to come out. That is what it is. But I ended up finishing the game. The next day I got some treatment and stuff and my knee was really swollen. I couldn't really bend it. So played out the week how it went. I wasn't ready for game time, so I didn't end up playing.
Okay.
Said he wasn't ready.
What do you think?
I think if he was... He needed to complain of, like, this wouldn't be a problem if he was complaining of health injuries, which is really what it is. But it's
exactly what it is. But he used the words.
Yeah.
Business decision.
And that cost him his job, right?
Well, not necessarily.
Is he starting anymore? Is he the starter?
We're going to get into that in a second.
Basically, then was followed up. Mary Kay asked a real good question afterwards. Was, hey, you were banged up. Were you forced to play banged up?
Okay. He was inactive.
What would you have done if you were him?
So what would I have done?
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
One last thought from Jedrick here.
Okay.
Asked about the logic behind it.
All right.
Okay.
That's what Jedrick had to say yesterday. Business decision. Folks, what do you think about that? 216-474-0092.
He said he would have been playing at 70%.
Here's what I think. He had absolutely every right to look out for his own health. He obviously was having an issue. The knee that was surgically repaired was injured again, hyperextended in that game against Cincinnati, he said, on the first play.
Mm-hmm.
Swollen, everything else. He had every right to say, hey, I can't go. And that's in a league where guys play injured all the time. But if you think you can't go and you're playing at 70%, that's not good. He had every right to say, I can't go. My knee is not up to it. That aspect of it is a business decision. He's in the last year of a contract. He wants to be healthy. Last thing he needs to do, Andy, last thing any NFL player needs to do, and it happens. So, but if he knows he's not 100% or close to it, 70 is not close enough, I don't think, for a surgically repaired knee, he has every right to say no, because if he gets hurt again, who's going to sign him anywhere? I get that.
This goes back to the classic argument of playing injured versus playing hurt, right? Isn't that what we're really talking about here?
He sounds like he was playing injured.
Injured. Injured means that
you can't physically get it done, to me. Everybody's hurt all the time in the NFL.
If you resume doing what you're doing at the normal rate, you are going to make the problem worse.
Yeah.
That's injured. Hurt means you have discomfort. I'm even looking at
everybody
the
has discomfort. Andy, you have discomfort every day. I have discomfort every day.
Oh, right next to my sciatica, I've got my falpsica. Oy! There's nothing I can do for my falpsica. On the other hand, right? But isn't that really what this comes down to when you're talking to the coach? Is it injured or is it hurt? And that, like, I understand why he did, but it's the
way he... I understand it completely.
He just, I don't think he packaged it. And by the way, you got coaches that are trying to get you back up to speed. You've got a front office that wants to invest in a very high draft pick that wants to give you every opportunity in the world. And
he
when you come out,
he was the first draft choice of this regime.
So they don't want to give up on him. But when he comes in and says, I'm making a business decision, that's not good. And now it sounds like he's done, like he's not going to be here anymore, which is, I mean, I don't know if there are people that are upset about that or not.
I support Jedrick Wills.
It's the packaging.
Yep.
It's the packaging.
Well, exactly. I support him completely in him making that call. He is completely allowed to say, I can't go and I can't do this and I have discomfort in my knee. However, he shouldn't be surprised that he's no longer the starter.
Bingo. I totally agree with that.
There's
too.
The catch. It's this. Hey, Jed, if you can't go, chances are they're moving that 6'8", 375-pound guy to left tackle because your contract's up at the end of the year, and they need to see if he can play left tackle.
What is?
And he was pretty dang good at right tackle last year, and the normal right tackle is back. So who are they going to put there?
If there's two things.
And if he looks pretty good, Andy, guess what? Jed Wills is not playing that position
no,
again.
No, I totally agree. In pro sports and maybe even, you know, trickling back through now college because that's pro too.
In the workforce.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's got to be NFL means not for long. And the other part of it is next man up. And if you give the next man up the opportunity, don't be surprised if they take over the position.
It shouldn't. The thing that surprised me most was when he said it was kind of surprising that he's not the starter anymore. It's like, Jed, you hadn't played beautifully. Let's just leave it at that, okay? He left. I know a lot of folks were very unhappy with his play. I wasn't one of them. I thought he was competent. But he wasn't Joe Thomas, you know, and that's our standard here. But man, there's this guy who's 6'8", 375 with pretty good footwork sitting right here, and he's the swing tackle. And if you're not going in, guess who is?
The next man up.
Bob's in Akron. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I have to admit, I got a lot of sympathy for Wills here. Because
we do, too.
I thought the Browns medical team, like, botched the Baker Mayfield thing so badly, I would not necessarily have confidence in him.
And Jed was in Baker's book club, so, you know.
Exactly. And let's look at, there is not one decision made in the NFL or by the Cleveland Browns organization that is not a business decision. So the idea that what he did was he said it out loud. But, of course, he doesn't want to play badly because he's hurt or get hurt worse and make it he may be done in Cleveland, but he'd like to see a job over the horizon, and I think he's trying to protect his chances moving forward. He does not owe anything to the Browns at this point, in my book, other than the fact that if he plays, he should play hard.
So, and what do the Browns owe him?
I don't think they owe him anything, and he knows it.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to get rid of him.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If they move the big guy over to left tackle, he's gone. He may be gone anyway. So he's thinking, I may be done here, but I'd like to have a job so I can support my family.
Bob, thank you very much. I mean, this is business decision all the way around. The only thing that I find a little interesting is that it sounds like Jed was surprised he didn't get his job back. And I kind of feel for him in that regard. But that's the way this goes. He's allowed to say, hey, I can't go. He really is. And in India, at his age, he's a young guy. His contract's up at the end of the year. He needs health going into the free agent market. He also needs health to perform up to his capabilities on the football field, which A, protects your quarterback, B, helps your running game, C, enhances your value. Because if you go put bad tape out there, that's not going to help you in the offseason. If you physically can't play to your capabilities, that doesn't help anybody. But he shouldn't be surprised that somebody else steps in, does the job, and hangs on to that gig, especially when he is 6'8", 375, recently drafted, and was pretty good last year with team control. What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.